Friends, as you're heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time. Y'all can come.
Good morning, Luca. Come on up, hon. We're going to do children's time. Come on, Luca. Over here. Okay, I'm Miss Heather. I lead the children's ministry. Great to see a big crowd today. Okay. Okay. Maya, Stefania, Luca. Here he comes. Matilda. Come on. Yes. Hi, honey. Do you want to sit on a step? Oh, what do you got? Oh, you got a lion. Nice. Emery. Awesome. Okay, I have a big question. What kind of church are we? What kind of church? A chapel church. Okay, we do chapel. Yes. And anybody else have an answer? Like what kind of church we are? United Methodist. Okay, we're a Methodist church. United Methodist Church. And did you know in the United Methodist Church, so a man named John Wesley started the church. Pastor Jacob was talking about that a couple weeks ago. And Pastor JJ. And it started in England. Let's hear it for England. Woo, woo. Okay, sorry, England. But really took off in America. And one of the things Pastor Jacob was talking about a couple of weeks ago was how joy grows within us. And one of the ways is when someone forgives you for something that you did. Like, have you ever done anything bad and someone forgave you? Let's think. Can anybody think of something where you might have done something wrong and someone forgave you? Anybody have an example they want to share? No? I mean, we've all done something bad, girl. Don't worry about it. But we always ask for forgiveness, right? And when someone forgives you, like the way Jesus forgives us, it makes us feel like, wow, this huge feeling of this grace that someone has offered to you turns into joy, like Pastor Jacob was talking about. And that joy translates into the love that Christ shows us, right? And so then we want to turn around and forgive someone. So is there something on your heart today, children, where you might be a little bit upset about something, but you're willing to forgive and help and show that grace and love towards somebody? Forgive somebody about something that maybe you're upset about? Okay, well, let's think about it. So, and in all things, we forgive, we love, and we pray. We pray always, unceasingly, without ceasing. What does that mean, without ceasing? Without stopping. Thank you, Katie. That's right. Okay, we're going to pray. Here we go. Let's put our hands together. Dear God, we're so grateful for your grace, for forgiving us when we make mistakes. Help me to be forgiving when somebody says something that might make me sad. And Lord, we will always remember your love and share it with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes! Okay, we're going to go to the back and meet Miss Audie. Good job, guys.